It's looking at God and what he can do and bringing together a family of believers in a church on one purpose. And so putting together my testimony, I know a testimony usually consists of just going through personal salvation, journey with Christ, and your relationship as that goes. But I wanted to start with just expressing appreciation for you as a church specifically, and for all you've done and for what you do and how important that is. I know it doesn't seem like much, and you guys do a lot in Ukraine, in Haiti, in a whole bunch of other countries, and all of the missions and all of the efforts that you're putting out. It doesn't seem like what you're doing here is that big, but it is, and it makes a genuine impact, and it makes a difference in people's lives. And a lot of what drew me to you as a church was the guidance, the wisdom, the influence, and above all else, a genuine commitment to the Lord, to God the Father, to the Holy Spirit, and to Jesus Christ and the Trinity that we serve and love. And along with that, biblically sound teaching that I can trust as a young person specifically to lead me and to guide me in my journey with Christ as I go forward. And along with that, I also wanted to express appreciation to the people in my life who have been a blessing in influencing me and speaking words. Again, it was not large stuff. It was small things, but it made a huge impact. And it was an answer to a lot of prayers. And I feel like that's a huge part of how the Lord always answers prayers, is through his people, through his church. And I've experienced that and felt that through you as a community, as a whole, as the people in my life. So that was what I wanted to lead out with. And I do not have a script written out, so if I bunny trail, bear with me. But I felt like it was important for me to share a little bit about my personal journey, for you all to get to know me a little better. I first experienced salvation, I would call it salvation, an encounter with the Lord at quite a young age. I was maybe 15, 14 when I first committed my life to Christ. And through that, there were many ups and downs, as you can expect as a young person coming to faith and learning, completely immature in my relationship with Christ. And there was a lot of bumps, there was a lot of troubles, and we worked through that. And years went by, and I completely neglected and abandoned my relationship with Christ and left it in an effort to find fulfillment. And it was through quite a bit of hurt that the Lord brought me back to what was meant for me to begin with. And a lot of that, again, was through the people in my life and the answers to a lot of prayers and a lot of seeking. And that eventually has brought me here to where I have found a genuine commitment, a love for the Lord that we serve, and a family of believers that I love, that I trust, to guide me, to influence me, and to support me in my journey with Christ. As I am still learning, I am young, I am still maturing in my faith, and I look forward to growing in that. That was the majority of all that I had for my personal testimony. If you want to hear more, shout questions. But I had one verse that has become very crucial to me, and it's a verse that's repeated enough to the point where it kind of seems like a cliche, but I love it, and it has a lot of meaning to me. It is Matthew 5:13, if I can find it here. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And I'm not going to dig too deep in that because I'm going to bunny trail too much, but it holds a lot of meaning in a small, compacted sentence of few words. Just wisdom for what to pursue in our relationship with Christ and in our pursuit of righteousness and holiness and perfecting our faith and growing in all of that. That is all I had for this morning. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. So thank you for having me. Thank you for having me as a member here. And Dave, Jim, whoever.
Let's go to the back room.